Knights keep the play alive left circle. Stastny for Pacioretty. Back to the right. Schmidt winds. He shoots. He scores! The wrist shot from Nate Schmidt ties it 2-2 with 30 seconds to go in the second period.
So we do this every week. Dr. Mike Crivetti's here from Crivetti Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, and he's wearing his Vegas Golden Knight gear as we're both going to the game tonight. Doc, good to see you again. We got to get this team going. Four home losses in a row. What's going on?
I don't know, but I'm not the only one wearing Golden Knights gear. Our office is all fired up. We're bringing the mojo back around the office and see if we can give them the support they need.
You are really tight with this team, and you know a lot of people behind the scenes and a lot of people you do business with. When we sat down here last time and you went to the Stanley Cup final, we've seen the success of this team. It was interesting this week here on my show, hearing fans getting a little bit chippy about this home losing streak. They're not used to that.
We're not used to losing, especially at home, right? You know, we had that big Tampa Bay game. We came out a winner against number one, and we thought we'd be rolling into the postseason here, win after win, especially at home. And I think the guys came home, and we had a couple tough games. Certainly, the Columbus game was tough on Saturday night. But, you know, this is what makes Vegas awesome, right?
Yeah.
These guys are down four. We're not done. We're the underdog, right? We're the misfits. We're the scrappers. Well, our scrappers are still our scrappers, and they'll be back.
You know Kerry, and you know a lot of people behind the scenes, how they built this organization. We didn't get ahead of ourselves here, did we? Because I cover all teams that have waited 30, 40 years in all different sports. We had so much success, the Golden Knights, last year, that everybody now is not used to a little hiccup like this. They still got plenty of games left in this homestand to turn it around.
Yeah, we spent some time with them. I mean, this team is different, right? I mean, you have to be different to go to the Stanley Cup in your first year. We spent some time with Bill Foley and his wife and wonderful family up in Napa a week ago. And, you know, we sat across from us and, you know, he goes almost to every practice. In fact, I'd tell you, he probably goes to every practice. He knew these guys like he knew his own family. Like he knows everything about them, their families, every move they make and their attitudes, and he puts together some winners. So it's interesting to hear some funny stories about some of the guys that have left and why they left, but that he is truly a leader in this team.
Tell us more about that trip. What was it like, and what's it like when you get some private time with Mr. Foley with everything he's been through? You're a really successful doctor. What was it like sitting down with him away from Vegas?
He's a regular guy.
Nice.
And he's, you know, as powerful and awesome and all the different things that he owns, and you would never know. He's just a great down-to-earth guy, and we sat there and drank wine together, and his wife was wonderful, and his daughter, who was one of the winemakers, was there, and she was fantastic. We just had a great, but this is hockey, right?
Yeah.
You know, this is hockey. These are the people in hockey. These are the players in hockey. The warmth that you feel when you're with these guys is like they're your buddies.
Dr. Mike Crivetti in studio. I love this I Can Again campaign. I looked at the website again. I love what you're doing now because you want to get people going again in their lives. People that are just a little bit at a point where they might need a surgery, they might need a treatment to get them going again. Talk about I Can Again and how'd that come about when you thought that up?
One of the indications for surgery is hearing somebody tell you over and over what they can't do.
Right.
I can't go for a walk. I can't ride my bike. I can't ski. I can't play racquetball. I can't play tennis. All you ever hear in the office is what they can't do. So when we came up with a campaign to change their lives, let's talk about some of the things that they can do. And now after getting a joint replacement, now they can ride their bike and play racquetball and go skiing and go snowboarding. All these great things that they thought they would never do again.
I'm looking here on the website, and you can go to CrivettiOrtho.com. You have a tennis coach who had a hip replacement. Janet's from sales, hip replacement. A gentleman retired who had a knee replacement. What is it like when they sit down a couple of months after the surgery and they're able to write it down, talk about it, give a testimonial? How does that make you feel?
Yeah, it's awesome. In fact, I won't go to watch the testimonials because it chokes me up. You know, watching them do the things that they do and talk about it. And the families, you know, we forget about the families. You got a bad knee, everybody around you suffers, right? You're in pain, you're taking medication, you're not yourself. And then all of a sudden you see the families and they come and they tell the story about, you changed my dad's life. It's awesome.
I was just in Naples, Florida. My parents live down there. They snowbird. And it was interesting to be in a community where everyone, a lot of the elderly, were talking about what they didn't do in their life. They're trying to play bocce ball. They're trying to play golf. They're out there trying to play tennis. And a lot of people, I won't say, Doc, they're giving up, but they just wish they did it 15, 20 years ago when they had the means to do it. I said that when I went with my wife to Italy. We were going around, and there were a lot of people on our bus and on our tour that said, I wish we would have done this trip years ago when we were able to do it. That's the message I wanted to talk about with I Can Again. I think we need to make that connection with so many individuals in their 40s and 50s and early 60s. Why have they been waiting?
Because they didn't know they could get it done.
Right.
They didn't know that hip replacement was possible at 45 years old. It's an epidemic. There's so many great people out there that are missing out on so many things because of having a bad hip. You don't need to anymore. You know, when they lasted 10 years, you needed to. You needed to suck it up. You needed to take the pills. Mm-hmm. You needed to do that. But you don't need to anymore. When they're lasting 20, 25, 30 years, I've been 20 years into this, you'd think we'd be replacing all these hips we did 20 years ago.
You're not.
We're not. And we're still seeing those patients for their other hip, for their knee, for other problems that they have. We're just not. So the materials are better. The options are better. The outpatient environment, we do these not in a hospital anymore. We're doing them in the office. So we've eliminated the infections and the complications. I mean, it really is next level stuff.
I had a buddy of mine who just had a labrum issue, and he went in and he thought he was going to have a hip replacement. So what's that like then when you sit down and you have those meetings, and the next thing you know, it might not be as extreme of a surgery, and you're able to help someone out? Give me an example of a story like that.
Well, I think people, you know, they have pain. They don't realize that their hip is in their groin, right? So they've had this groin pain, this groin pull that's lasted 3 years. So
yeah.
Groin pulls don't last 3 years. So they come in and we get an x-ray, we get an MRI, and they find out that they can have something short of a replacement and get their life back. Get rid of that groin pull that's kept them from bowling, that's kept them from skiing, that's kept them from back and forth on the tennis court. So get an evaluation. Let's see what's wrong and see how we get you back to the things
Dr.
you enjoy.
Dr. Covetti's in studio. So it's not about, and we've talked about this in the past, it's not about a serious injury at times. It's about someone who just wants to have a better quality of life, and they've been holding back for whatever reason. Once you have the opportunity to sit down with that individual, could be a listener today on the way to the Golden Knights game, what's that process like when they come in to talk to you and your staff?
You know, and they sit down with us, we start with some x-rays, we start with just sitting and listening. You know, the three criteria for somebody to get a replacement surgery is, one, they're a candidate, right? So they've got a bad hip for a couple of years, they've got x-rays that match, they've got bone spurs. Second, they fail conservative treatment. We don't operate on everybody that walks through that door. We try an injection, we try physical therapy, we've got a great pain management guy, Dr. Kucheru, who really keeps these people going with injections. And then when they fail that, the last one, which is my favorite one, is quality of life. You start telling me about things you can't do, that jumps to my number one. So that's the message for people. There's nothing we can't do.
Tell me where your mindset is tonight when you're sitting in your seats watching this hockey team. They score that first goal. You're with your wife. How excited do you get knowing this team and what we've been talking about, how this Golden Knight team has taken over in this community?
You know, it's a Golden Knights family, right?
Yeah.
Nothing could be more accurate than if you sat in our seats, row K, section 5, and we've been out with everybody around us. We share tickets if we need to. We're on text together, rooting the team on, how we doing? 12 amazing people that we went to Napa with, part of the team, part of the fan base, and just amazing people. This is a family that sticks together, not a family that divides over a few losses.
No, and I love that. And that's why it was perfect that we could start off having you on again today before the game. Tell everybody where they can find your information on the website, how they can reach out to you, because not everyone like me can find you and your wife in between periods. They have to go to the website.
Yeah, our website is CrivettiOrtho.com.
Thank you, Doc. I'll see you at the game tonight.
You got it, JT.
Appreciate it, Doc Mike. There he is, Doc Mike Crivetti. Drive safe, and we'll catch you out at the game tonight. One of the many things I known Doc Mike before he was doing business here at Lotus Broadcasting is he's a quality of life guy. He's a great athlete. His kids are special, unique athletes that are college athletes, and he just wants everybody to have a better experience and to have it pain-free. And from getting to know him again more and more, I'm just shocked at how many guys and gals in their 40s and 50s wait till they get to 60 or 70 to get all this fixed. It's really that easy. He's got what looks like a hotel resort and the facility to go down to in Henderson, go to CrivettiOrtho.com and just sit down and talk with them. So if you have a torn MCL or you have an ACL issue, especially a shoulder, and most importantly, lower back pain, if you're one of the construction workers who work in town, go sit down with Doc Mike, meet with the staff, and see what happens, because he really wants everybody to get back out there again. He's an athlete. Dr. Kuchera, who's coming in next week, is one of those guys who jumps off mountains in those squirrel suits in Italy and flies next to the cliffs. He's unbelievable, and he's their pain guy. And Dr. Pinneger does an unbelievable job sitting down and talking to patients and helping them have a better way of life. Appreciate Dr. Mike Crivetti, CrivettiOrthopedics.com. Go to CrivettiOrtho.com. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show. We'll get you ready for the game tonight. One of those nights, more hockey than I expected, because I think there's a sense of urgency. UNLV basketball is always on the table. Oh, and when we come back, I've been texting with John Gruden about his new coaching staff. I'll tell you about the Raiders' five new coaches coming in and what John Gruden told me a little bit before the show, coming up next.